For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. It's been a deluge since last fall when reports surfaced about Harvey Weinstein's history of alleged sexual harassment and assault. Many well-known names followed. The ripple effect from those stories, the Me Too movement, is likely to shift how other businesses and industries handle making workplaces safe from sexual harassment.
I think it has had an impact. People are thinking about the question, the issues. Long term, it's hard to say. It probably will have somewhat of an impact.
That's Carol Lindquist, an assistant professor of practice at Texas Tech. She teaches gender and women's studies classes in the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Social Work. She views the Me Too movement through the lens of prior instances where sexual harassment claims gained a national spotlight.
It's led by women, and it's democratized. It's led by many women. It's not one person like Anita Hill taking the point and then taking all the flack. It's not one scandal like the president and an intern. It's multiples. And that's really kind of exciting.
The Me Too movement is different from the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas, or the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky stories. Social media platforms forge and meld public opinion from far and wide. But Lindquist doesn't see the recent revelations about actors, producers, and politicians from scores of women as being the moment when everything changes. And during any social shifts, there will be surges and backlashes.
No, I don't think it's the moment. I remember the moment multiple times. It adds to the conversation. I think this is just another addition to the social conversation. I don't want to be cynical about it. It is important. But do I think it's the defining moment when everything's going to be changed afterward? No, not even slightly.
The difficult part, Lindquist says, is to clearly define what is inappropriate behavior, and each industry needs to establish its own rules. For example, it's acceptable in football for one player to pat a teammate on the butt, and in other workplace settings, it's not okay.
So it's not an open and shut, black and white kind of duality. Like with most human things, it's a spectrum, and that's where fairness lies, I think.
Leaders in business and industry need to better define workplace sexual harassment policies and order as many seminars as are needed to educate their employees. Over her teaching years, Lindquist says she's seen a groundswell of awareness among her young students. She used to get one male student in her women's studies class. Now she sometimes has as many as half in her class who are male. And these millennials are highly interested in the issues. But in any social shift, there will be people on both sides.
There's going to be a bell curve of, you know, conservative holdouts on one side and really radical liberals on the other side, and then people who are kind of muddling through, making the best of things, working things out in the middle. And, you know, it's a shift.
And often there are differences in definitions about which behaviors are acceptable and which are not.
It's getting those definitions on the same wavelength, on the same footing, that is the work that we all have to do, I think.
In time, Lindquist believes the dynamic that now allows men to feel entitled to wield their sexual prowess on women will diminish.
Newer generations, younger generations of men grow up with women, more women than had been, in places of power or in positions of power. And as that continues, it will inevitably change. Women will expect to go into those positions, and men will be used to having them there. They'll be used to sharing the stage, so to speak.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.